you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Friday, July 23rd. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Across Los Angeles County, the Delta variant of the coronavirus is growing more prevalent, and KPCC's health reporter Jackie 48 says that more fully vaccinated people are testing positive.
LA County health officials say 20% of all positive COVID-19 tests in June were among vaccinated residents.
One of the reasons why, you know, weeks ago we were recommending people keep their face coverings on is the Delta variant is a game changer.
That's Barbara Ferrer, director of LA County's public health department. She said there are still very important reasons to get vaccinated.
Very few of them ended up hospitalized, and even smaller numbers ended up passing away.
Ferrer said the June 15th reopening and rolling back of COVID restrictions may have something to do with the spread among vaccinated people. Case rates are shooting up in wealthy areas of the county, including Beverly Hills and West Hollywood. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Incoming students at University of California campuses will be paying more tuition after this year. The plan was approved by the UC Board of Regents yesterday, but it drew opposition from some notable board members, including Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon.
Our goal should always be to make UC education more accessible. I fear that this does the opposite, and precisely at a time when families at most income levels are struggling.
Supporters of the tuition increase say the plan will help stabilize the university's finances and offer predictability for students and parents. Starting in the fall of 2022, incoming students will pay a higher tuition than the previous class, an increase of 2% plus inflation. Then annual tuition for that class will not change through graduation or for a maximum of 6 years. Starting in 2026, the increase will reflect just the inflation rate. The Board of Regents will have to reauthorize the plan in 5 years. Five Republican candidates who want to replace Governor Newsom in the upcoming recall election are expected to participate in a debate in Yorba Linda next month. Currently on the list are former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner, Assemblyman Kevin Kiley, former Congressman Doug Ose, businessman John Cox, and talk radio host Larry Elder. Organizers say Governor Newsom was invited but did not respond. Former Olympian Caitlyn Jenner was also invited, but she's not available. The debate is set to take place August 4th at the Richard Nixon Presidential Library and Museum, and a second debate is planned for the week of August 22nd. The opening ceremony for this year's Summer Olympics in Tokyo got underway in the 4 o'clock hour, our time. Four new sports will make their debut at the Games: karate, sport climbing, and two sports with strong ties to Southern California, surfing and skateboarding. Leyland Connolly covers beach and surf culture for the Orange County Register. She says the effort to get surfing recognized by the International Olympic Committee started with the man many consider the father of modern surfing.
You can really date it back to Duke Kahanamoku, the Hawaiian who was in the Olympics at the turn of the century for swimming. And he had a dream that he shared with the Olympic Committee that surfing could one day be in the Olympics.
Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.